As you know, I received numerous tip-offs about alleged illegal, improper operations of trucks contracted to work on the WestConnex in Sydney. This morning I got a tip that a truck driver with Bikey Links working on WestConnex had tested positive, I believe with a tipper and dog, a truck and dog, and driving under the influence of cannabis. New South Wales police have confirmed the driver has allegedly tested positive to a roadside drug test as phase two of Operation Catapult at Sydney Olympic Park continues. Now, the Minister for WestConnex is Stuart Ayres. He's on the line right now, and he was at Sydney Olympic Park by coincidence this morning. Minister, good morning.
How are you, Ray? I'm not sure it was by coincidence. It was very much with my support, the police and RMS's heavy vehicle unit and the joint operations out there doing work. And it's an important thing for me as the leader of the WestConnex project from the government that everyone involved in that joint task force knows that they've got my full support, and so I went out there and stood with them and worked with them this morning as they undertook their compliance check.
I say by coincidence because it was rather fortuitous, given that I've been indicating for quite some time there are bikey links to these people operating the truck and dogs, that a bikey was charged this morning in relation to this, or someone with bikey links. Is there going to be some sort of investigation into this industry? Because I am concerned about, and this is from legitimate and reputable people in the industry, that the bikies have infiltrated the industry. Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, well, I am, Ray, and that's one of the reasons why we'll continue to work very, very closely, particularly on the WestConnex project. It is a huge project that requires a huge amount of truck activity to make that project come to life. But one of the things that we won't compromise on is our safety and our compliance regime. Mm. It's one of the reasons why police and RMS have my full support to get in there, find the people who are not meeting those compliance standards and get them off the project. I simply don't want them working on WestConnex.
But do you have a fear, a greater fear, that outlaw motorcycle gangs are infiltrating this industry? Because, I mean, there's, I don't know how many truck and dogs there are coming out of WestConnex and back into it, but there are obviously hundreds.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And we're drawing trucks from all over the state. Look, if that does exist, Ray, I want to make sure we shine a light on that. I know we've got some fantastic police officers with great investigative skills that'll be bringing all that evidence to bear. And if there's more work that we can do, we'll definitely apply every measure that we've got available to us.
Okay, we appreciate your time. That's Stuart Ayres out at WestConnex. The Minister for WestConnex was at Sydney Olympic Park this morning supporting this, but as I say, they've snared a truck driver with bikey links, which would give some, I guess, comfort to the people who've been reporting to me that the bikies are involved in the truck and dog industry. And we get more complaints about the truck and dog industry than any other arm of the trucking industry. And it is very important that the reputable people in the industry are given protection. And if there are outlaw motorcycle gangs participating in the industry, they need to be weeded out and got rid of. We had, of course, the investigation back in the 90s into the tow trucking industry in New South Wales. Maybe we need to have an investigation, a widespread investigation, into this particular industry as well.